Good morning. It's time for daily chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 17. The Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading is from Romans chapter 8. And just a little prior to our text, beginning of the 12th verse, Paul says, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Therefore, then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh, nor to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you are about to die. But if you practice by the Spirit those things you put to death, you will live. For as many who have the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery again into fear, but you received a spirit of sonship in which we cry out, Abba, Father." In the name of Jesus, amen. Grace and peace. Peter and Paul were both martyred about the same time in Rome, according to the most reliable sources. This happened between the great fire in 64 and the end of Nero's reign in 68. Now, a few months ago, I finished reading Suetonius's two volumes on the lives of the Caesars, and believe me, Nero and the whole lot of them were capable of much more heinous deeds and did so, unbelievable things, than setting part of the city of Rome on fire, as Nero most likely did, blamed it on the Christians in order to do some new construction. But it was under Nero, and do you know that obelisk that stands out in front of the Vatican? It's kind of a strange sight when you see it. It's in the plaza in front of the Vatican. That obelisk stood in the center of the circus of Nero, his own private circus, his racetrack, as it were. And it was about 100 yards from where it is today and where it's been for a couple thousand years. It's Egyptian. But right in the shadow of that obelisk, Peter was martyred, crucified upside down. And because there was a cemetery just near the track, just near the circus, Peter's friends took him over to the cemetery and they buried him. And because they couldn't legally, at certain times during those years, they had trouble worshiping as Christians, were expelled from time to time, legalized, then made illegal. Certainly things were bad during the Neronian persecutions, they built a little place to worship there as they commemorated, in already the first century, as they commemorated St. Peter. In the 40s, there was an excavation begun in underneath St. Peter's Basilica. And I've been there, I've seen it. There's a whole Roman street in a cemetery of mausoleums where hundreds of burials have taken place over the centuries, pagan, Christian, and otherwise. And this mausoleum of St. Peter, according to Sasa, who studied the issue, and many others, was actually found under St. Peter's, under the high altar, along with the remains of other altars, and also bones, which are probably authentic. St. Paul likewise suffered martyrdom. He was beheaded outside the city, and he too was taken to a nearby cemetery and buried there. And of course, the church is now St. Paul's outside the gate, St. Paul's outside the city, the famous Roman Catholic Church. And there is a crypt toward the center of the church. And not too many years ago, the Pope allowed that crypt to be opened and tested. And they found the first century remains of a man who was wearing Jewish garb. Likewise, it's most likely to be true. Now, I wasn't interested. I love all the art and statuary and the history. It's magnificent. Scampered all over town, finding places that Luther visited when he was there. But as far as all the indulgences, the veneration of the saint, the cult of the saints, all that, which is still in full force as though the Reformation never occurred in any way, shape, or form. It was entertaining. But it is phenomenal to stand there and realize we have a historical Jesus who really assumed flesh and blood in time and really preached, healed, and sent out his apostles. And the two great ones, two of the greatest, end up dying in Rome as martyrs. Being at those sites really brings it home like few other experiences. And this Christianity is very real for you. Paul says, "There's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his Son, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." So Paul continues in our text, "So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. You have been bought with a price, not the blood of bulls or goats, the blood of the chief martyr, Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin." Luther says, if it were just man in the scale over against our sins, we would be lost forever. But because it is the God-man, it is divine human blood, it easily outweighs our sins and the sins of the whole world. Paul goes on to say, if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Sin is incompatible with the Spirit which dwells in you. It's quite comforting to know that Paul and Peter struggled with the flesh, didn't they? The good that I would, I do not, and that which I don't want, I keep on doing, O wretched man that I am, St. Paul said, all in present tense, as the greatest Christian who ever lived. Peter had to be rebuked by Paul for not having the courage of his convictions and withdrawing from table fellowship with Gentile Christians who weren't following the Mosaic law. If two of the greatest apostles that ever lived have problems, I can guarantee you and I are going to have them too. A Christian is not perfect. Being a Christian is not perfection. It is one of constant repentance and forgiveness. It is the struggle. Paul goes on, "For all who are led by the Spirit are of God and are sons of God. There's one Son of God, and because of him there are many sons of God. Everything that is his is yours. In him I am well pleased," is spoken because of Jesus, "to you. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Fear not. You're adopted. You're chosen. His choice, his doing. The antidote to fear is God, our dear Father. The text says, you know, cry out in the English, but it's a more intense word than that. It's really a loud shout. With these words, God tenderly invites us to believe that we are His true, He is our true Father and we are His true children. So with all boldness and confidence, we may ask Him as dear children ask their dear Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. You know this is true. The Spirit convicts you by the Word of God. What I'm saying to you is true. If you're scoffing at what I say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. If you're double-minded, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You are sinners, to be sure. But if you are children, then you are heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Come suffer with Him. You don't have to seek it out. He brings it to you. Share His martyrdom, even if for now it's a martyrdom of the flesh and not to death. Come believe in this real earthly life in Christ. Come live a real life of witness and martyrdom today. Come serve. Your flesh is put to death day after day, hour after hour. Baptism is a daily thing. Come die with Him and His martyrs and live. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Barb Rebentish, who is in orientation this week in preparation for missionary service. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.